Spotlight. Good evening, listeners, and welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Lalima Aneja Dang, and today we shall be having a discussion on Prime Minister's address at Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan. We have with us senior journalist Aditi Tandon. Welcome, Aditi, to Akashwani Studio. How important is this milestone in the broader campaign for women's empowerment, Aditi?
Lalima, this is a very important landmark event in the history of India. I say this because I have been watching the journey of Women's Reservation Bill right from its inception in the year 1996. I've written extensively on it, followed this subject very closely. Mm-hmm. And I still remember that it was in the September of 1996 that the bill was first introduced in the Parliament of India under the United Front government that was led by Prime Minister Devegowda. And at that time, a joint select committee was formed to draft a proper bill, take stakeholder comments. Geeta Mukherjee of the CPI was heading that committee. I will never forget, I still get goosebumps, because those were the days, Lalima, when women of the country, after they were consulted on the bill, actually wrote letters to Geeta Mukherjee signed in blood. So that was the level of passion and commitment to the cause. I'm talking 30 years story.
Yes.
Now, we are 30 years ahead. And thankfully, we are finally going to clear and see, you know, the agenda that has traveled and has had so many ups and downs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's the importance of this seminar which Prime Minister addressed. He, in fact, said that the decision to implement and to actually prepone the implementation of 1/3 seats for women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies will be one of the most defining decisions of the 21st century. And I believe that.
Absolutely. You're right, Aditi. The Prime Minister said that this decision is dedicated to Nari Shakti. He noted that it reflects the spirit of Nari Shakti Vandan. He also expressed confidence that the Parliament of the country is moving towards creating a new chapter in history.
Bharat 21st sadi ke sabse bade nirnayon mein se ek nirnay lene ja raha hai. मैं बहुत जिम्मेवारी के साथ कह रहा हूं कि 21वीं सदी के महत्वपूर्ण निर्णयों में से एक महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय यह है, ये निर्णय नारी शक्ति को समर्पित है, नारी शक्ति वंदन को समर्पित है। हमारे देश की संसद एक नया इतिहास रचने के करीब है, एक ऐसा नया इतिहास जो अतीत की संकल्पनाओं को साकार करेगा, जो भविष्य के संकल्पों को पूरा करेगा, एक ऐसे भारत का संकल्प जो समता मूलक हो, जहां सामाजिक न्याय केवल एक नारा न हो, लेकिन हमारी कार्य संस्कृति का, हमारे वर्क कल्चर का, हमारी निर्णय प्रक्रिया का स्वाभाविक हिस्सा हो।
So Aditi, can we see that this is a futuristic reform when Prime Minister talks of equitable society? Also, with nearly 50% participation of women in panchayats, can this be seen as a strengthening of grassroots democracy?
This is a very important move towards deepening the democratic roots of our country. In fact, let me put things in perspective for the listeners, Lalima. The first thing is that India is inherently democratic and equal. Our civilizational values, right from the times of the Vedas, you know, earlier the Upanishads, have taught that both women and men are one part of the whole. They are not different.
Yes.
Okay, they are both part of the whole. So that has been the breeding ground of our democratic credentials. We are naturally equal people. That is the reason that our Constituent Assembly members did not even have to debate whether women need to be given the adult franchise at the word go. Right at independence, we were among the few countries in the whole world, leave aside the democratic westernized countries which took years to give adult franchise to women. Our women had the right to vote the day we were independent and the day we had the first election. That was not a mean achievement. Then you see, Indira Gandhi was the first head of government in India. At what year? 1966. Now compare this with US, which lectures the world on democracy. Mm-hmm. They don't have a woman president even to date.
Yes.
France doesn't have a woman president to date. So democratic credentials, when we say India is the mother of democracy, these are the reasons we say it. And this women's reservation is an extension of the promises that various governments have made to the women of the country. Mm-hmm. We know that 1996, the draft of the bill came. Then several governments tried to pass this particular bill. The last serious attempt was made under Congress-led UPA government in 2008, but we all know that also failed. Now, in 2023, finally, Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was passed with political consensus. It was a huge, momentous occasion for the women of the country. It was the victory of the women. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody celebrated.
Yes.
And now what's going to happen is, all that the government is going to do is, the law is there. All that the government is going to do is, it is going to prepone the implementation of that reservation. From anticipated timeline earlier was around 2034 elections. Now the Prime Minister is saying, today he said in his remarks, that we want to implement it from the 2029 general elections.
When we look at the schemes, Aditi, in our country, there is Jandhan Yojana, there is Mudra scheme, and there are startups. And we see that a lot of women have been beneficiaries, particularly of Mudra scheme, where more than 50% have benefited from it. If you move on to further to self-help groups, there are so many women who are leading. In fact, G20 summit endorsed what the Prime Minister has been saying, that let's talk about not just about women's participation in democracy. He talks about women-led nation and women-led democracy. So how do you view these various schemes in the light of women's participation?
I view them as a continuum of the government's very strong political commitment to women's empowerment and all issues related to women's empowerment. The overall objective of all government schemes that you just mentioned, be it the Mudra scheme, which permits financial inclusion, be it the opening of bank accounts, which may look very mundane, but they have a far-reaching impact on the psyche of the women. Because, see, ultimately, it's the money that matters.
Yes.
Right? Financial independence is real independence. And then when you couple it with political independence and representation, mm-hmm. it becomes a very powerful tool in the hands of the women, Lalima.
Yes.
If I may add here, that a lot of countries have shown, whenever they have given political representation, affirmative action to women through guarantees such as we are talking about now, 1/3 seats for women. I cite the example of Rwanda. Hmm. You know, the country was finished after the genocide of the mid-1990s. But what did that nation do? It took a very transformative decision of reserving 60% of its constitutional and power positions for women. Today, Rwanda is a different country because you trusted women with power positions.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the sentiment the Prime Minister was trying to articulate today when he said that Matri Shakti, and he used the word Nari Shakti, and he said that the time has come for women to actually stand as equal partners in policy making in the country. It's not enough to create or devise policies for women to empower women. You have to allow women the seat on the high table. I think that is the time. That is now going to come.
As a decision maker.
Yeah.
And when we talk about empowerment of women, as you said, financial independence is extremely important. And when we talk about Jandhan Yojana, women benefit because there are no middlemen now. And it comes, whatever money the government is giving, it comes straight into her account. And it doesn't get dissipated anywhere in the middle. When we talk about maternity leave to 26 weeks, how significant is this step, Aditi, towards making workplaces more supportive for women? From time to time, we keep having surveys which talk about women's participation in workforce. But children are a big factor. So do you think that will encourage more women to come in the mainstream workforce?
I think it's a very important and sensitive decision that the government took, because a lot of women were finding it so difficult to manage parenting. How do you manage things like exclusive breastfeeding if you don't allow the woman enough time with the child?
Right.
So I think it's that particular sensitive policy that comes through when we say that we now have 26 weeks of maternity benefit in the country. I don't think many countries in the world have that kind of a system in place. Also, Lalima, we need to understand that recently the government has rolled out 4 labor codes.
Yes.
And you would recall the most interesting takeaway for me as a woman was that all professions, all industries have been opened for women to work should they choose to work. And the government has made it mandatory for employers to create enabling environments, safe environments for women to achieve their true potential. So women are allowed to work in mines. They are allowed to work in the coal sector, which were actually considered hazardous and were closed for women earlier.
Yes, yes.
So this is also a big transition.
Also, now women are working in defense sector in the combat roles, which earlier they were not encouraged to.
Combat, space,
yes.
COVID vaccine development was led by women.
Yes. And there are other schemes which have actually, especially when we talk about the rural sector, some schemes have worked very well, like Drone Didi and Skill India. Have they enabled women in, especially in the rural areas or semi-rural areas, to empower themselves? Because this has also been a game changer of sorts.
Yes, exactly. Lalima, forever governments have been telling the rural population not to migrate too much to the cities, right?
Oh, right.
Migration has been a challenge because urban spaces are getting crowded. We live in Delhi, we know what it means.
Yes.
But then what do the women sitting in villages do? If the populations from rural areas cannot come to urban areas, then the government has to go to the villages and empower women. So it is in that matrix that schemes like Drone Didi fit, schemes like self-help groups fit. Now, Drone Didi is a very powerful scheme in the sense that, you know, you are training women to use drones to take care of their farmlands.
Yes.
And productivity is increasing. You know, your efficiency is increasing. You're not wasting that much time and labor in the fields, but your productivity is still high. So that is the impact of this particular scheme. You mentioned self-help groups. It's a very, very transformative program that's going on. In fact, I think if there is any single program that is changing the lives of rural women for real, it is the self-help group program of the country. 90 lakh SHGs are functional today. And what is happening in these SHGs, Lalima? Women are being trained and skilled to become Lakhpati Didis. When you hear the scheme, Lakhpati Didi scheme, what is that scheme? It is through the SHG system that you are skilling, reskilling women, providing them with wherewithal to an extent that they are able to take their annual income to 1 lakh rupees per year. That is the definition of the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Now the government has raised the threshold of that scheme. They want to target 6 crore women. They want already 3 crore, I think, has been achieved. Now 6 crore women is the target.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a phenomenal target.
All right. If you talk about pilots in India, more specifically women pilots in India, India's at the top. That also symbolizes expanding opportunities for women, Aditi?
Absolutely, Lalima. Pilots, I think the proportion of women pilots in India is the highest in the world. And it had made headlines when this data was first shared in Parliament, I think about a year ago. And let's also not forget that the government of the country had trusted 2 women soldiers to articulate the response of the country after the very tragic and Pahalgam terror attack, and which was followed by Operation Sindoor. We still remember, and I don't think any woman of this country will ever forget that Colonel Sofia Qureshi, along with Vyomika Singh,
yes,
used to come daily for press briefings and used to tell the entire world what India's position on this very dastardly attack was.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a big political statement the government made.
Absolutely.
That is the highest form of trust you can place in any woman. When you trust a woman to articulate national response on such a big development in nation's history.
Right, right. Well, talking about the Prime Minister's resolve to make this happen and bring this reform, the Prime Minister said that the government is keeping the 2029 timeline in focus. He said that a detailed discussion on the issue will begin in Parliament from the 16th of April. The Prime Minister has expressed confidence that through collective efforts, Parliament will uphold its dignity and reach new heights.
2029 की समय सीमा को ध्यान में रखते हुए हम लगातार विचार विमर्श करते रहे, मंथन करते रहे, नए नए रास्ते खोजते रहे, संविधान की जिनको ज्यादा अध्ययन है ऐसे लोगों की भी सलाह ली, और 16 अप्रैल से संसद में इस पर व्यापक चर्चा भी होने जा रही है। साथियों, हमारा प्रयास है और हमारी प्राथमिकता भी है, इस बार भी ये काम संवाद, सहयोग और सहभागिता से हो, और मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि जिस प्रकार से इस अधिनियम को पारित किया गया था और संसद का सदन का गौरव बढ़ा था, इस बार भी सबके सामूहिक प्रयास से संसद की गरिमा और नई ऊंचाइयों को छुएगी।
All right, to sum up, how would you summarize the Nari Shakti Vandan Act, Aditi?
It's an idea whose time has come, borrowing from Victor Hugo. And I don't think any political party is going to stand in the way of this agenda, because everybody in their own way has contributed to this very important draft legislation. And in fact, I would simply say, Lalima, it's an extension of Indian civilizational values. It's inherent, as I said, in our civilization. We are just giving it a legislative, you know, look. Finally, you are placing women on the top of the political map, and you are giving the women of the country their long deserved due.
Right. All right. Thank you, Aditi, for joining us at Spotlight and giving us your views.
Thank you.
You may listen to this on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.